It's minus 13 and mainly cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Dan Canatero. An investigation has been launched into electrical fire that resulted in the evacuation of personal and Deep Panuke natural gas production platform off Nova Scotia early Saturday. And Gayron Mons, a spokesperson for platform's operator, SBM Offshore, says the inquiry will include a look at why the automatic fire suppression system failed to work in the fire.
Well, they will really look at everything that happened, both root causes and how it was handled, and then we will provide our findings to the regulatory board, and then we will see how we proceed. We will take direction from the regulator about how to proceed.
The company says firefighters quickly extinguished the small electrical fire and there were no injuries. There's much reaction to the U.S. President Barack Obama's inaugural address. ABC's Ann Compton has the story.
Going bold from unprecedented inaugural rhetoric.
Our journey is not complete until our gay brothers and sisters are treated like anyone else under the law.
To the crimson gown Michelle Obama wore for their dancing at the balls. The Obamas have begun the second term on their own terms.
The State of the Union address is next in exactly 3 weeks. Prince Harry says he killed Taliban fighters in Afghanistan. Reporter Charles de la Denzba has the story.
Harry, whose military title is Captain Wales, will soon be back from a 5-month deployment in Afghanistan, where he served as a helicopter pilot. In interviews, he said he fired at Taliban fighters on missions in support of ground troops. When asked whether he'd killed from the cockpit, he said, "Yeah, a lot of people have." He added, "You take a life to save a life."
Prince Harry also added, "Resolve and around, I suppose. If there's people trying to do bad stuff to our guys, we'll take them out. Take them out of the game." For those who have not yet started on those New Year's resolutions of staying in shape or getting into shape, you might want to get a late start. A new study published by the British Medical Journal finds obese drivers are more likely to die in collisions than people of normal weight. Tom Rivers has more.
Researchers examined U.S. road fatality data over a 12-year period. And they conclude the risk of death increases the more obese the driver is. The study author suggests that while obese people may have underlying health problems, vehicle design may need to change to provide better protection. They also say overweight people are statistically less likely to wear seat belts and use them properly.
For those who have not yet started, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to return to office. Israelis are going to the polls to vote. Israeli President Shimon Peres says despite all the country's obstacles, the country always has been a democratic state.
In these 65 years, we were forced to fight, but we are able to build. And we build a unique country, a great country, that has all the time to face challenges and dangers, but never to give up. Freedom.
The voting comes at a troubled time for Israel and finds many voters saying they'll cast ballots for Netanyahu because they see no viable alternative. Russia is evacuating its citizens from Syria. Mark Lavi has more from Cairo.
Russia is sending two planes to Beirut to evacuate about 100 of its citizens from Syria. Russia is Syrian President Bashar Assad's closest ally. The decision shows Assad's position is deteriorating. There's a more concrete sign of that. The fact that the Russian planes are landing in Beirut, not Damascus, and the people are being evacuated over land to neighboring Lebanon. It's because of fighting in the suburbs of Damascus, the capital, making the airport there unsafe. Mark Levy, Cairo.
Officials say high school students are continuing to apply to Ontario universities in record numbers. The Ontario University's Application Center says the number of students applying to first-year programs has increased by over 2% since last year. A total number of 92,554 secondary students applied. Applicants to Ontario universities have increased by over 56% since 2000. Officials in Ottawa want the Algerian government to provide proof to back up its claims that Canadians were among the hostage takers at an energy plant. Senior federal sources say the government is frustrated by a lack of information coming out of Algeria and say fake passports may be involved. Algeria's prime minister hasn't said if the Canadians were among the 29 militants killed by Algerian forces that stormed the site Saturday or the three who were captured alive. There are four buses carrying Russian citizens escaping the Syrian civil war. They have now been seen crossing Lebanon. Reporter Mark Lavie says it's the first evacuation organized by Moscow since the start of the conflict nearly 2 years ago.
The Russian decision to evacuate its people from Syria shows the situation there is deteriorating. Russia is Syria's closest ally. Also, it's sending planes to Beirut, not Damascus, because fighting around Damascus has made the airport there unsafe.
Russian officials say about 100 of their citizens in Syria will be taken to Lebanon and flown home from there. They also say thousands more could follow. That's 91X News Sports right after this.
Hey, where do you want this box of beer can cozies from Hank's Microbrewery?
Put them in the storage closet with all the other stuff.
Okay.
When Shark Tank needs to clean out the closet, you're the winner. Thursday is free night. Win hats, shirts, glasses, keychains. If a brewery has a logo on it, the Shark Tank has it to give away. Great music, free pool, and of course, loads of free. That's Thursday at the Shark Tank Pub for lots of free.
Shark Tank Pub events are restricted to Loyalist students only. For more admittance policies, go to loyalistlife.com.
Here's sports. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has reinstated New Orleans head coach Sean Payton following a season-long suspension for his role in the Bounty scandal. Goodell says Payton has fully complied from his requirements imposed on him during his suspension. Payton, along with several coaches, the general manager, and four players, were suspended in connection with the league's Bounty investigation that found the club had a performance pool offering cash rewards for key players, including big hits. It's a busy night in the National Hockey League with eight games on the schedule. The Winnipeg Jets look to get their first win of the year tonight in Washington. Alex Ovechkin expects to be back on track. The Russian star was held pointless in his first game. The Habs look to spoil Alex Kovalev's return to the Bell Center as they have a date with the Florida Panthers. The Sharks will look to take a bite out of Jordan Eberle and the Oilers in the Shark Tank. The Oilers and Sharks both won their regular season openers. In other action, the Stanley Cup champion Los Angeles Kings expect Anze Kopitar back in the lineup tonight in Colorado. Kopitar missed the home opener with a sore right knee. The late game tonight in the NBA on paper has the making of a beauty one. Chris Paul brings the LA Clippers and the Oklahoma to take on the best tandem in the association, Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant. OKC is coming off an overtime loss by the hands of the Denver Nuggets. The Thunder lead the Western Conference by a game and a half over the Clippers and Spurs. Boston and Cleveland will get things started in the early game. Magic forward Glenn Big Baby Davis, fresh off tying his season-high 27 points performance against Dallas, leads Orlando into the land of brotherly love to battle Drew Holiday and the Sixers. Legend Penn State coach Joe Paterno died 1 year ago today. Reporter Aaron Katursky tells us there's a vigil report tonight. Vigil tonight in Paterno's memory.
That is the Joe Paterno statue.
Removing Joe Paterno's statue, his supporters say, was only one injustice against the legendary coach. They plan to light 409 candles for the record number of wins Paterno racked up before the NCAA stripped more than 100 of them as punishment for the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal. Investigators said Paterno failed his moral obligation to act. His family is still fighting to restore his reputation.
Sandusky was convicted in June of 45 counts of child sex abuse and is serving a lengthy prison sentence. His arrest tarnished Penn State's storied football program and led to Paterno's firing. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's 91x weather. At 12:08, it's minus 13 degrees, but it feels like minus 20. Mainly cloudy, but it's supposed to clear up this afternoon. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Dan Canatero, and news is next at 1.